Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you and to conduct my 19th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show with you, people who I consider to be my heroes, small business owners. Thank you for hanging out with me. And somebody else who's with us right now is someone that I've admired for a long time now. He's been a member of my Brain Trust for more than 15 years. He's one of our great thinkers in our country, and a global businessman, president of the Dale Schneider Group, and the author of a number of books. I mean, I've got so many I can't see over the top here of the stack, including a new one that he's re-released, 50-plus critical career decisions for the rest of your life, with a new foreword by Lou Dobbs. Bob Dale Schneider, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's thrilling to be on the show, and on Thanksgiving Day in particular. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for you've done a lot of these with us on Thanksgiving Day, and we really appreciate that. Bob, let's talk about Thanksgiving. What are your earliest memories of Thanksgiving?
Well, my earliest memories were around the dinner table with my mom and dad and my family eating a turkey and complaining that I didn't get enough of the white meat. But that's the earliest. But, you know, Thanksgiving, as you know, goes back to 1621.
That's right.
When the pilgrims celebrated it. So it's this is a big deal. And in 1789, George Washington proclaimed this Thursday, as the mm-hmm. day of public Thanksgiving and prayer. So it's a big deal.
Yep, it's one of the most unique of American holidays, for sure. Do you remember, I was going to say, you're old enough to remember the cranberry scare of the 50s. Remember that back in the late 50s?
I remember the cranberry.
I was just a kid, and remember that was my earliest real awareness of Thanksgiving Day that still stuck in my head was marked by that cranberry scare.
And we'll have cranberries today, and I hope your listeners will as well. You know, Wisconsin produces more cranberries. 503
really?
Than any other state in the union.
Well, I would have thought the New England states would have created more of that, because they grow a lot of them up there.
Massachusetts is close, but Wisconsin is first, and after that comes Massachusetts, New Jersey, Oregon, and Washington.
What was the scare? Do you remember what was the deal that why they took all the cranberries off the shelf?
In truth, I can't remember.
What was that, 59, something like that?
Something 59 bad or 60? If you ate cranberries.
But they took them out. I remember my mother made candied apples, and I thought, this is not good. I want cranberries. But those were my early memories of Thanksgiving. And it's families are getting together all over the country right now. I mean, I talked to a lady on my show yesterday who said she had family coming in to their mother's and father's house. They had brothers and sisters flying in from all over the country just to have Thanksgiving with their mother and father.
Yeah, that happens in all families. And normally my sister comes in from Ohio. We live in Connecticut, but that's not happening this year. But it has happened for us on many years. It's a great occasion.
Well, and it's interesting how, you know, the American family at Thanksgiving, you know, grandma, everybody has it at her house and at grandma and grandpa's house for years, and then after they get so old, then it moves to one of their children's house, and because these traditions, we have the same tradition, but we move them around, don't we?
We do, and you know, there's a big challenge in my family. We have apple pie, mince pie, and pumpkin pie, and my wife says, "Why three pies?" And I said, because that's what people want.
That's right. we have pecan and pumpkin for sure. But you know what? One thing is interesting is I love turkey and stuffing. We call it dressing, and I love that. And I like to cook it. I cook and I make a pretty good one. But my kids don't love it as much as I do.
Well, I love it, Jim, and I got on the scale this morning.
We don't talk
to measure what's going to happen till tomorrow morning.
Never mind. You stopped preaching and started meddling now, Bob.
And, there we are.
And so, but my kids, for years, they come to my house, and they and after a while, they said, Dad, can we not have this at Christmas too again? They eat it and they like it, but it's too much, so we have to do something else at Christmas. Bob, I'm glad you're here. Thanks for sharing some memories with us. And we're going to talk some more stuff here with our good friend Bob Dillschneider as he continues to help us celebrate Thanksgiving Day. We're going to pick his mind about he's a global businessman, and I'm going to get him to talk about some of the things that are going on in other parts of the world after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Lying high, road carpet on feet, and we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.